Chapter 3. A New Friend. "Have you ever kissed anyone?" I said to Zara. It was the evening, and we were in our bedroom. "Yes, lots of times," Zara said. "Did you like kissing them?" I asked. "Some of them. Gary Masters was the best. Everyone at school fancies him. He's so handsome." "Why are you asking me about this? Has someone kissed you?" "Yes. No. Maybe," I said. "Who was it?" Zara asked. "Sam? How did you know?" "You're always together," Zara said. "Sam is a nice boy. Lots of girls would like to kiss Sam." "So why did it feel wrong?" I said. "Maybe you just want to be friends," Zara said. "You should tell him." "Good idea," I said. We were quiet for a while. "Zara," I said. "Yes?" "Do you think that Mum will get better?" "I really hope that she will," Zara said. The next day was Sunday, and we had to go out with Dad. At 10 o'clock, he arrived. I did not want to go, and I did not want to leave Mum. "Will you be okay, Mum?" I said. "I can stay at home today." "Of course I will," she said. "Stop worrying about me, Frankie."
"Come on, Frankie," Dad said. "We're going to buy Christmas presents."
Zara and I got into Dad's car with Bear. Helen was waiting in the front seat.
"Hi, girls," Helen said. "Are you bringing the dog?"
Helen didn't like Bear.
"Yes, Bear is family," I said angrily. "You're not."
"Frankie," Dad shouted.
When we arrived, Dad took us to many different shops. He bought Zara some new shoes and something for Helen.
"What do you want, Frankie?" Dad said, smiling at me.
"I don't want anything," I said. But then, in a shop window, I saw a little wooden bear. It was about as big as my little finger. "I like that wooden bear," I said.
"Okay, you can have it," Dad said, still smiling.
"Thanks," I said, but I didn't smile.
"Look, there's a photographer. They're taking photographs of families for Christmas. Can I have a photo of you two girls?" Dad asked. "It will only take 2 seconds."
We didn't want to, but we said yes and smiled for 3 photographs.
"Beautiful," Dad said. "We'll come back in an hour to get them."
"I'll give the photograph to Mum for Christmas," I thought, smiling. The next day was Monday, a school day. I didn't want to see Sally or Marnie before class, so I went to the library. I went to the library a lot, usually at lunchtime, but also in the morning. When I arrived, Mr. White was there, and he was writing in a small notebook. Mr. White worked in the library.
"What are you writing?" I asked.
"A short story," Mr. White said. "I like writing sometimes."
"I want to be a writer," I said, "when I'm older."
"A writer?"
He sounded very excited.
"Why don't we start a school writing group? We can ask some of the other students. Then we can read our stories together in a group."
"Okay," I said. "That sounds fun."
"Excellent," Mr. White said. "Now go. It's time for class."
When I arrived at the classroom, Sally was already there. I waited for her to laugh about my mum or ask about Sam. But something surprising happened.
"Hey, Frankie, do you want to sit next to me?"
Sally said, offering me the chair next to her. I was sure that she was joking, but then something more surprising happened. I sat next to her.
So, tell me about your boyfriend, Sally said, smiling. I didn't know before that you had a boyfriend.
What do you want me to do? Go round school telling everyone about him? I said.
Where did you meet? At the Gold Star? She asked.
The Gold Star was a cool place in town. You had to be 18 to get in, but on Friday, people under 18 could go.
No, I said. He lives next door to me.
You're lucky, she said.
Get out of my seat, a voice said behind me. It was Marnie.
Marnie, you can sit over here, Sally said, pointing to another seat. Frankie's telling me about her boyfriend.
So, have you kissed him?
I thought about Sam's kiss and was embarrassed.
You have kissed him, Sally said.
No, she hasn't, Marnie said, sitting down.
Oh, shut up, Marnie, Sally said. You're just jealous because you've never kissed a boy.
Marnie looked shocked. I was shocked too. Sally was being horrible to her best friend and being nice to me.